actually got kicked out of the office and cut off my health insurance and forced to work at home. And the story was, the reason why Mike Piper was working at home was because Mike couldn't get along with people. No, the problem was Elizabeth couldn't get along with people, and they wanted me to do it. You know, they wanted me because I was the only one that got along with Elizabeth. But she's a lying, deceptive, filthy. Look, I want to tell you something. I just said, the last thing I said to Julie was, I pray that she has a stroke. I pray that she has a stroke and gets crippled up like I am, because one of the reasons I am crippled up is because I couldn't go to the doctor, because I didn't have money to go to the doctor, and I didn't have money to pay health insurance. And right about the time then that I was going to ask for a raise, just enough to cover health insurance, okay, then they tell me they're cutting my salary back.
But isn't there a board that is the other person?
No, no, because when I resigned from the board of directors, yeah, I resigned and I said, you know, the hell with it, you know, you're going to treat me like shit after everything I've done for you, you know.
How'd they get this to you?
Very easily. Very easily. She's a filthy, lying piece of garbage. Yeah, and Willis is totally afraid of her.
People think that, but that's not true.
She's an absolute piece of garbage, and I don't hate, you know, oddly enough, I told Willis the other day, the Jews have never done to me what a you fat thing, you. The Jews have never done to me what Elizabeth Carter has done to me. She is the worst enemy I've ever had in my life, and I've had some pretty rotten enemies, you know, and she's responsible for my crippled condition, and she's responsible for my financial bankruptcy. I mean, and she's the only person I get angry.
Yeah,
when I think about it, I mean, I'm not kidding you. I mean, I was riding in a cab yesterday, and I got angry, you know, just thinking about it. You know what I mean? I wish I had my gold-handled cane that I carry with me, because I just said to Julie, I said, this, I always imagine cracking that gold handle against her skull.
Or
pounding her head against it. Yes, you know what I mean? But no, she's a... absolute garbage. Absolute garbage.
It's terrible.
And I told Willis this.
Well, he's married to her. I mean, he should...
You know, he said to me, you didn't expect me to side with you against Elizabeth. And I said, no, I don't expect that. You know what I mean? I said, but I'm going to sue her eventually.
Are we going to live long enough to do one more project?
No, because I'm, you know, my heart's working to 20% of its capacity.
Well, I've got AFib if it's any consolation.
Oh, I don't.